este instante y no lo dejaré deslizar en recuerdos quietos y en balas rasantes que matan.
Welcome back. This is Mia Rose with Entre Caníbales, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Like I said, welcome back. Another week. I'm excited for today's show. I feel like I did a show last semester focusing on Soa Stereo, just because the title of my show is this song, Entre Caníbales, by Soa Stereo, and so I did a bit of like a tribute episode for them. But today I'm doing a tribute episode to Gustavo Cerati, who is, or was, unfortunately, the face of Soa Stereo. Or not the face, I guess the head, the leader, the singer. So today's episode is dedicated to him and his solo career, which I don't know if a lot of you guys knew that Gustavo Cerati had a solo career, if you knew who he was at all. A lot of the songs that I ever heard of Cerati, I thought were also Soda Stereo, so I just assumed that they had so much music, but in reality it was a lot of his solo work because the band disbanded in like the late 90s. So he started coming out with music as a solo artist in the early 90s, but in the 1990s his solo career really took force, if you can say that. But today we're just gonna do a little run through his career. I'm not going in order or anything at all. It's actually really all over the place. We have a couple songs from his album Siempre Soy, Amor Amarillo, Bocanada, Fuerza Natural, Ahí Vamos, classic. And then I decided to include one song that has him featured on, which is called Bajan, and it's a live version of the song with Luis Alberto Spinetta, another icon of Argentine music back in the day. So I'm excited for today's show. I think we should listen to the rest of the song. There's just a couple, 30 more seconds left. And then after this, we're going to listen to Crimen, which is a classic Gustavo Cerati song. So we're going to listen to Crimen, Puente, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about him in a bit. So, see you guys.
La espera me agotó, no sé nada de vos, dejaste tanto en mí. En llamas me acosté, en un lento degradé. Que te perdí.
otro crimen quedará. Otro crimen quedará sin resolver. Una rápida traición. Salimos del amor. Tal vez me lo busqué. Thank you.
to talk a little bit. I hope you've enjoyed the past couple songs. Well, first I wanted to say hi to my dad, hola pa, to my grandma, hola tita, and to Isma, my friend who's in Chicago, bueno, in Evanston, no, pero bueno, in Chicago. So saludos, los quiero mucho a todos. Pero bueno, I wanted to talk a little bit about Gustavo Cerati and who he was. So he was born in Buenos Aires. His family gave him a guitar when he was 9, which is very sweet. And since then, he was very passionate about music. He studied marketing in college and basically hated it. But that's when he met Zeta Bosio, who is the bassist from Soda Stereo. Which, funny enough, when was that? A couple years ago, maybe a year and a half ago. 2 years ago at most. My dad, mom, sister, and I were invited to this thing in Miami. It was related to a recording studio, someone that we know who was opening a recording studio or something like that. And he had Zeta Bosio as a guest, or as a... I don't remember the details of it, but it was really cool to see Zeta talk about his time in Soda and to talk about Cerati in such a personal way, because they lived lived so many things together. But it was really cool because there's this one song by Soda Stereo called Hombre al Agua, and Zeta was dissecting the song, and it was just really cool to hear that. That's not something, that's an honor, you know, that's not something that you get to hear every day of like this icon from one of the most iconic bands to come out of Latin America in the past X amount of years. Maybe, what, 80s? Last 50 years, I'd say. So, that was a really cool experience. Anyways, that was around the time that they started Soda Stereo. And I thought that Soda came out with a lot more albums than they did, but they came out with seven studio albums. And they have like 17 compilation albums, which all came from like live recordings. And after Cerati died, they put together a bunch of compilation albums. But I thought that they came out with so much more music. I feel like compared to the Beatles, who only lasted like, what was it, 7 years, they came out with so much music that I don't think that the Beatles is like a good band to base everybody else's careers off of. So I guess I over, what's the word, over assumed that Soda Stereo had much more music than they did. But they only have 7 studio albums, which is still a lot of music. I mean, in the time that they were together, from 84 till 95, 96, so yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say right now. I want to talk more about him a little later, but I think right now we should just enjoy some music. And yeah, talk to you guys in a bit. Bye. Algo que nunca sentiste. Hello to Eva and my mom, who are also listening. Las quiero mucho.
mundo no hay más que decirnos. Habla el humo, nada el humo, y rema en espiral. Cuando no hay más que decirnos, se abren al aire vacíos que dos no pueden respirar, para desvanecerse alargando el después. Trayectoria sin final, distante placer de una mirada frente a otra esfumándose. Que decirnos, me hago uno con el humo, serpenteando la razón. De todo aquello decidido, se estira el tiempo y me olvido como dos. Y en la espera vagamos indiferentes por el espacio que dejó para desvanecerse alargando el después. Una historia sin final, de una mirada frente a otra esfumándose.
No volvió es bipolar. Cambiarán como el mar lo que siento. Es algo natural.
Cada vez más fuerte.
y esperar. Por favor, perdona mi actitud en caída libre. No soy libre. Nubes son pasará. La hondonada nos dejó sin caricias.
Talk a little bit. Well, actually, my dad earlier sent me something about that talks a little bit about Serati's lyrics. Now, I, in some way, after reading that, kind of associate Serati's lyrics, especially in his solo career, to the magical realism in like Cien Años de Soledad. I think I mentioned it before, maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe more than a couple weeks ago, but we just finished watching the show Cien Años de Soledad, which is based on the book Cien Años de Soledad, and the most, I guess, like, influential thing that the book and the show somewhat do is talk in like, or tell the story in through magical realism. Like, there are a lot of the stories are just, the words are just so, are magical. They tell a story in a very non-traditional way, very artistic, very conceptual, and I think that Serati is also getting there, especially with his solo work, especially in his album Fuerza Natural. We listened to Fuerza Natural off that album just a couple songs ago, and I think that it goes for pretty much all of his lyrics. I mean, there are some things that I just don't that I've tried to analyze and try to understand, but it's so hard to understand, and I love the mystery behind it, and I think demystifying it will just won't change it, won't change the magic for me, but in some way it might, because there is just so much mystery behind his lyrics, and even though they are pretty relevant to today. So I think that is one of the things that Cerati left with us, was the power of his lyrics and his music, and the diversity of his music too. I don't know if you guys are hearing this, but this is very different from the past couple of things that we've listened to. This is Cosas Imposibles from his album Siempre Es Hoy. But I thought that was a cute little tidbit to share. I think that it's cool to relate lyrics and music to other pieces of media. I've been doing that a lot recently. Been relating, I think I mentioned it also a couple of shows ago. I talk about a lot of stuff on this show. But I just finished reading Rebel Girl, My Life as a Feminist Punk by Kathleen Hanna, the lead singer of Bikini Kill. And I related it a lot to the work that I'm making. And so I feel like, you know, sometimes you might think that things aren't interrelated, when in reality, like, everything that's under the work that... Hold on. In reality, everything is really interconnected. One piece of media can't exist without a previous piece of media and without, like, the inspiration from that media. I also did a project on that a really long time ago in high school. It was when I discovered Greta Van Fleet. I thought they were incredible, and I still think that they are. I haven't listened to them in a really long time, which reminds me. But they, I don't think, would have been making the music that they were making at the time if it wasn't for, like, Led Zeppelin and other bands from that time. So I guess I'm just thinking about how media relates to each other, and I think that that's a really cool thing to think about, because I don't know, I think that there's maybe always references to things, but it's cool to think past those, or beyond and deeper than just the references, and really see how it connects on a more, on a deeper level. Yeah, that's what's on my mind. Cool. Well, we're going to listen right now to Tu Locura by Gustavo from his Canciones Elegidas from 93 to 04 compilation album. And then after, we got Desastre from Fuerza Natural, and then Bajan, which I'm very excited to listen to on air, which is the Spinetta Cerati version of the song. So I'll probably see you guys in a little bit more time. I'd like to listen to some music, and I bet you guys do too.
Nunca fue fácil, pero creo en tus ojos. Es tan frágil depender de todo. ¿Y cómo explicarte desde el encierro cuánto miedo da salir a ese mar de dudas? Tu propia ayuda. Ahora no hay vivir. Yo siempre amé tu locura. Ya no hay más que hacer. Sos tu propia ayuda. Ahora anda y vivir. Que siempre amé tu locura.
Bye. inspirar. No te enojes esta vez, lo vi venir. Como siempre, la reacción es tan lenta como mi voz, arrasando con la razón. El tsunami llegó hasta aquí. Lo vi venir. Si aprendemos la lección, sabrás que al fin el misterio es contradicción con todo aquello que conoces. A veces hago todo al revés. El tsunami llegó hasta aquí. Lo vi venir. Todo se movió y es mejor quedarse quieto. Pronto saldrá el sol y algún daño repondremos. Perto como soy.
Falcon Music Night is Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from Southeastern Europe. The 36th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on March 8th, 2025, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are a part of the fun. It all starts at 6 p.m. at Arts at the Armory, Somerville, Massachusetts. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to balkanmusicnight.com. you for listening to another week of my show. I always have a lot of fun on here. I always love sharing my music with you guys. It's a really nice break from everything that is going on in the world and everything that I have to do in school, for future. Many, many exciting but scary news. And I think that's kind of the feeling of everybody right now. Even if you're not graduating, I think that, you know, the world is a little scary right now, but that everything will be fine. That's all I know, is that everything will be okay. But yeah, I won't be here next week. I'm going to be visiting my family in New York because Eva has some auditions for college. She was here, dang, was that already last week? Eva was here last week, a week and a half ago, I guess, for some auditions here in Boston, but next week she has some in New York, so I'm gonna go visit my family, even if it's just for a couple days, just to see them, hug them. And I recommend that you guys also take a break from anything that you might be doing right now that might be causing you some stress, but you know, do whatever you want. No pressure, but it will be nice to take a bit of a break. Yeah, it's been a hectic couple. I was just talking to a TA for a child studies course, and the other TA for the other child studies course, we ran into each other earlier, and she was like, okay, January took forever. February went by in a blink. Literally the last day of February is this Friday. And March, we don't know what it'll be. So depending on, like, seeing how everything is going now, take a break, enjoy life for a moment. Not everything is serious, is I guess what I have to say. Anyways, see you guys in a couple weeks then. And this has been Mia Rose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're finishing off with Adios by Cerati from his album Ahí Vamos. So, adios!